last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to another session of The Last Savior. In this program, we discuss about Imam Zaman alayhi salam, and we try to get the most updated information about Imam of our time from our experts. And today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Dr. Karibi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Well, according to Ethnologue, a database of world languages, there are currently approximately 7,117 known languages in the world. Well, as this number keeps on changing as the languages get discovered, and this is beyond the particular dialects. Well, why I'm saying that is because Dr. Karimi told us in the previous episode that there will be this heavenly cry which would be heard by everyone on the earth. Just imagine 7,000 plus languages and so many dialects with just one country. Guyana speaking 840 different languages, and that's not less than a miracle. And Dr. Karimi has been helping us to understand this about the heavenly cry. Who will be hearing this?
Yes, as you rightly mentioned, there are some authentic narrations referring to the fact that one of the, it's right to say that miraculous features of this heavenly cry, that every person, every group of people will hear this heavenly cry in their own language. So if you are speaking Arabic with a specific dialect, you will hear that heavenly cry in your own language.
Okay.
And this is very clearly mentioned in the narrations. For example, يَسْمَعَهُ كُلَّ قَوْمٍ بِأَلْسَنَتِهِمْ. Every nation will hear this heavenly cry with their own language.
Right.
Al-Ghiba Bashir Tusi, page 431. Zorar says that I asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, An-nida'u haq, is the heavenly cry a truth? Meaning that is it one of the signs for the reappearance of the Imam? Imam said, Iwallah, yes, of course, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it is the truth. All people, all nations will hear the voice, the heavenly cry, with their own language. And the last narration is, Ammun yasma'u kulla qawmin bilisanahim. This is in Kamaluddin, volume 2, page 556. So there is no doubt, based on these authentic narrations, that this heavenly cry has different miraculous points. One of them is that it can be heard in many, many different languages. And the second miraculous point is that this sound has a kind of uniformity, meaning that when it comes to the tone is the same for all the people. I'm talking about the tone and the volume, maybe.
Right.
So it's not that, for the people of Mecca, as if they are hearing the voice from a close distance, and for the people in Africa, it is heard as if it is coming from a far place. No. There is a kind of sound uniformity. All the people hear the voice in a similar way.
Okay.
And again, it can be a miraculous aspect of this heavenly cry.
Right.
In an authentic narration, Imam Rida alayhi salam is quoted as saying, "Qad nudu nida'an." The people hear a cry. It is heard from the far places, like the people who hear it from a close distance. It means that there is no difference which place of the earth you are living, you are staying. All the people hear the heavenly cry in completely similar way. It doesn't make any difference where you are living. This is in Kamaluddin, volume 2, page 59. The last point that I would like to share about the audience of the heavenly cry is that some narrations refers to one specific group of people,
Right.
And they are called Al-Fatatu min Khadraha. The girls from, literally translating, from behind the curtains.
Right.
They also hear the voice. So why, maybe some people ask, why this specific group is mentioned in the narrations? Because at least in the past, and maybe for many centuries, it was a custom, a culture for the people, especially among the Arab people, for the girls to stay at home and to not only stay at home, to, I mean, be behind the curtains.
Right. No, and that was also the culture in India. We'll talk more about that exactly after a short break. Hey, listeners, stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Dr. Karim is helping us to get a deep dive into the heavenly cry, which is a sign of reappearance of Imam Mahdi.
Even in the past, and maybe nowadays in some places, the houses were divided into two parts. In the inside part of the house, maybe the girls would stay there so that they couldn't, I mean, the strangers couldn't see them. And so the girls in that part of the house couldn't hear also anything from outside.
Right.
So that is the point why some narrations are referring to this group. I mean, just putting emphasis on the fact that all the people would hear the voice, even those people, those girls,
no matter what,
inside the house,
right,
and behind the curtains. For example, yes, the Imam says, يَسْمَعُ أَهْلُ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. The people of the East and West will hear the call. Even the girls from behind the curtains will hear it. Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 265. And another interesting narration reads, the girl behind the curtains, she hears the voice. Interesting, the girls, according to this narration, she asks and encourages her father and brother to go to help Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. This is Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 262, hadith number 13. So this is the reason that some narrations refer to this specific group of people, just to put emphasis on the fact that no one is excluded. All the people will hear the heavenly cry.
Right. Now, Dr. Karimi, we have talked a lot about hearing this cry. Now, what is the reaction of people who are hearing this cry?
What is understood from the narrations is that, first of all, this heavenly cry is sudden, so no one is waiting for it. And that is why, and of course, it is in a miraculous way. Imagine all the people of the world, all of them at the same time, they hear a voice, a call from the heaven, which is understood in different languages. And of course, after waiting for the Imam for centuries, now the heavenly cry is announcing the coming of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Right.
So for sure, it would be causing some people to get very much surprised. And
right,
also, it would cause fear for some people. And it is a very normal reaction of the people when they, I mean, imagine after so many centuries of waiting and going through all difficulties, now you hear a heavenly cry with all those miraculous features that I mentioned.
Right.
We can say that fear accompanied with, surprise
joy
and astonishment can be a very logical reaction of at least many people.
All right. Dr. Karimi, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I feel your light rising.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome again. And we are discussing some of the features of the Himalayan cry. Dr. Karimi is helping us. And Dr. Karimi, you said the reaction of the people is mixed one. Some are surprised. I want to know about, like, there may be tyrants as well hearing the cry, because we talked about, like, there will be all creatures on the earth. Everyone who has a soul will be hearing this cry. But there's definitely somewhere waiting for Imam, like, you added to our knowledge that this cry is one of the signs of reappearance. So those who had been waiting for Imam, it will be a source of joy for them. And those who are tyrants, it will be definitely not much happy. They will be surprised, or there will be different reactions. So you were talking about different reactions of people exactly. on hearing this cry. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for distinguishing the people into those people who are waiting for the Imam and the tyrant people. Now, it is very interesting to know that according to some authentic narrations, the first reaction of all the people is that all of them would believe in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And this is very interesting. But as I will explain later, it is only in the initial stage. Later, some people again disbelieve in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. I'm talking about those tyrant people that you refer to.
Okay.
But at the first stage, all the people who hear the heavenly cry, they will believe in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Which in itself is a miraculous.
Exactly. And they believe because of also the miraculous aspects of the heavenly cry as well.
Right.
The Imam says, فَيُؤْمِنُ أَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا لِسْتَوْتِ الْأَوَّلِ. As soon as the people of the earth, they hear the first heavenly cry, because we talked about the possibility of having two calls, all the people of the earth would believe. Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 269, hadith number 20. In another narration, the Imam says, you cannot find any person on the earth on that day except that they would accept the call. They would believe. فَيُؤْمَنُ أَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ إِذَا سَمِعُوا صَوْتَ مَنَ السَّمَاءِ. The people of the earth, as soon as they hear the voice, the call from the heaven, they would believe.
Right.
Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 267, hadith number 19. The narrator says, this is another narration, فَقُلْتُ لَهُ. I asked the Imam, أَهِيَ السَّيْحَ. Is it a call? The Imam says that when this heavenly cry would happen, enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be also humiliated before this call, meaning that this would also believe in the Imam. And one narration specifically refers to one group among the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and they are Bani Umayyah, the Umayyads.
Okay.
The Imam says, تَخْضَعُ رِقَابُهُمْ يَعْنِي بَنِي أُمَيَّةِ وَهِيَ سَيْحَةُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ بِاسْمِ صَاحِبِ الْأَمْرِ. When people hear this heavenly cry, they would believe in the Imam, they would be humiliated before the Imam, including Banu Umayyah. So this is the first reaction of all the people. The fact that according to these group of narrations, some of which are authentic, all the people, including the tyrants, the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, would believe in the call in Imam.
Right.
But as I will explain later, some of them, unfortunately, again, they would be deceived by the Satan.
Right. So thank you so much for adding to our knowledge again. And that was really helpful. And we'll discuss more with you in the upcoming episodes. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much to your listeners for listening. In case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. And you can go to the tab COI, Call of Islam, and find an archive of our programs over there. You can also search us on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio, and you'll find the clips of our programs over there. And in case you have any questions regarding our program or your feedback, or in case you have any queries regarding the Imam of our time, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Thank you so much. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.